All right, hey guys, welcome back. We are going to do one of these little short word of exhortation videos. I haven't done one of these in a while, but I had a little bit of time here and got a new little, very inexpensive but pretty cool little microphone that I'm trying out. But I wanted to just encourage some folks in something. We push at our church heavily for people to get into the Word of God, study it for themselves, read the scriptures. We do a kind of, with the YouVersion app, we do sort of a Bible reading with friends every year and encourage folks to read through the entire Bible every year. In addition to that, we foster an environment of questions, Bible study. I come and ask one of the pastors, you know, something about their message, or let's go, you know, grab lunch, coffee, whatever, and discuss things. Always coming back to the Word of God, always coming back to what does the Scripture say about this. And something I find more and more today, but definitely just, I think it's just been this way for a long time, is number one, people don't read their Bibles for themselves. If this is you, I want you to really, really think about this. Have you ever read the Bible cover to cover? Have you ever done it? If you have, that's great. That's awesome. But how much of that did you really retain? How much were you putting, you know, Old Testament scriptures with New Testament scriptures, this doctrinal point with more clarification, you know, three or four epistles over, tying them together? I mean, how much of that have you really done? And yet, I'll bet you have very, maybe not well-formed, but at least solidified opinions about several things in the Word of God. I'll bet you have all kinds of beliefs about everything from salvation to eschatology and all these things. And if somebody challenges your belief, you're probably not the kind of person that's like, oh, you know, I haven't really looked into that myself. My goodness, let's sit down and what does the Bible say about that? Maybe I'm wrong. I've noticed that people tend to have an extreme ignorance of the Bible, but it's coupled with a confidence in what they already believe. This is extremely dangerous, if you think about it, right? I know that I know, but I have no reason to know what I know. I go to church, heard the preacher preach on a couple of things, sure hope he's got his ducks in a row, hope he knows what he's talking about, even though there's five other churches in town that preach completely different things than what my preacher's preaching, right? It's like, I think that's really dangerous. And I think we need to be a people that begin to study the Word of God for ourselves. That doesn't mean just because we read one verse, you know, in this epistle over here and this Old Testament prophet over there, and it seems to go against something that our you know, leaders are teaching, that we immediately just like uproot, run to another place, or start, you know, just tuning into YouTube and listening to these YouTube teachers and pastors and stuff that, you know, you can't get a hold of them. You can't ask them questions. They're not actually there walking through life with you. So that's why we need local assemblies with local leadership that we can actually connect with and interact with, and that will take the time to sit down and study the Word with us, even on an individual level. And if you don't get that where you are, then I would say that is a problem. A church, it doesn't matter if it's a tiny little 25 member church or a 25,000 person mega church, they should have structures in place so that when people want to have some individual shepherding and growth and discipleship, they can get it. Now, maybe that's a group of 10, maybe it's a group of four or five, but if it's only come on Sunday with 1,000 other people, and that's really most of what you get, that is not discipleship. I would argue that is not the model of the early church, and therefore you might want to consider where you're going. But that said, I want to bring it back to get in the Word of God and start reading it for yourself. My recommendation, Luke and Acts are a great place to start because it's a part one and part two. It's Luke that wrote both of those, and you get the gospel and the history of Jesus and his ministry, and then the fulfillment of that in the birth of the church in the book of Acts. I'm going to leave it right there for now. We'll talk more about this later this week. I love you guys. Don't forget to share this if you find this stuff helpful. Like, subscribe, and comment. Reach out to us because we are reachable. Facebook Messenger is the best place to do that. And we'd love to connect with you and have dialogue and walk this out together. Again, we love you. God bless you. I hope this has ministered to you, and we will catch you on the next video.